Good morning. The wind has subsided considerably overnight across interior New York and New England. It's still a bit breezy outside, but with mostly cloudy skies, temperatures are starting off in the 30s and lower 40s early this morning. We have a cool front with very little moisture associated with it passing through, so it'll be a dry start to the day. High pressure building in behind the front will produce more in the way of sunshine, mixed with some clouds through the afternoon, and it'll be a mild afternoon with high temperatures reaching into the lower 60s on average. That same front will stall out over us tonight, and a wave of low pressure will ride along it. That wave will bring scattered showers to the region during the overnight period, otherwise mostly cloudy skies. There's even the risk of a thunderstorm if enough energy associated with the low passes through, and lows will drop back into the middle and upper 40s. For the day tomorrow, a leftover shower with that system, then we'll go back to sunshine and a northwest breeze. It'll be another mild day with highs reaching up into the middle 60s. That same front will be the focus of our weather through the middle and latter stages of the week. With that front close by on Wednesday, we'll have mostly cloudy skies and the chance of a few scattered showers before another wave of low pressure rides along the front. This will bring a steadier round of precipitation our way Wednesday evening and overnight, but not before temperatures top out in the middle 60s once again. As we go into the day on Thursday, we'll be on the cooler side of the front, still the risk of a few showers with highs in the 50s to around 60. And then readings go back into the 50s for the day on Friday. The next wave of low pressure will move through on Friday, and this one has a better chance of a steadier rain during the daylight hours before things dry out for the upcoming weekend, with highs on Saturday and Sunday in the lower to middle 50s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms for the central and southern plains. A strong upper trough will dig southeastward across the Great Basin toward the Four Corners region during the day today. As this occurs, mid-level ridging will occur over the Great Plains. A strengthening southerly flow over the central and southern plains will establish low to mid-60s dew points from Texas northward towards southern Kansas during the afternoon. The combination of this moisture, temperatures in the lower 70s, and sharply cooler air with respect to height will lead to moderate instability. The low-level response to the approaching upper trough will favor veering winds, resulting in strong storm relative inflow supportive of supercells, and these will pose a risk for very large hail and tornadoes. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Halifax, Canada, at 7 p.m. Eastern Time last Monday. The last report of hail was at Kansas City, Missouri, at 1:15 a.m. this morning. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility and fog, 21 degrees, with a northwest wind at 58 miles per hour. In Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 20 below zero. In Albany on the hour, mostly cloudy skies and 41 degrees, the dew point 33, 73% relative humidity, a northwest wind at 7 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.04 inches, and it is on the rise. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 95 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 12 at Presque Isle, Maine. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny in the upper 60s, Boston mostly sunny in the lower 60s, and in Buffalo increasing clouds with a chance of showers and highs in the lower 60s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 60 degrees, the low 28. The average temperature 44, that's right on normal for this time of year. 1/100th of an inch of rain yesterday, for the month 7/100ths, which is 68/100ths below normal. And 5.69 inches for the year, which is 3.06 inches of rain below normal. There were 21 heating degree days in Albany yesterday, for the month now 185, that's 31 above normal. And 5,682 for the season, which is 345 heating degree days below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 55 degrees. The average low, 35. The record high, 88, set in 1929. And the record low, 19, in 1982. Sunrise this morning was at 6:25 a.m. Sunset this evening, 7:30 p.m. 13 hours and 5 minutes of daylight, an increase of 4 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mixture of sunshine and clouds and mild today with highs right around 60. Mostly cloudy tonight with scattered showers and lows in the 40s. For the Connecticut Valley, and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England. A mix of sun and clouds and mild today with highs in the middle 60s. Mostly cloudy tonight with scattered showers, possibly a thunderstorm with lows near 50. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds and mild today with highs in the lower 60s. Mostly cloudy tonight with scattered showers and lows in the upper 40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds, mild today with highs in the mid-60s. Mostly cloudy tonight with scattered showers, perhaps a thunderstorm, and lows in the upper 40s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90, a mix of sun and clouds, mild today with highs in the lower 60s. Mostly cloudy tonight with scattered showers and lows in the upper 40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, a morning shower, then mostly sunny, breezy, and mild, mid-60s. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers Wednesday in the mid-60s. Scattered showers Thursday back into the upper 50s to around 60. A good chance of rain on Friday in the mid-50s. A mix of sun and clouds Saturday, lower 50s, and back into the middle 50s with mostly sunny skies on Sunday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.